Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang. Today, I'm going to talk about a very important movie that is actually coming out today, April 1st, and that's not an April Fool's joke. The movie is called God's Not Dead 2. It is so important, we made it the cover story of the April issue of Charisma, and I'm going to give you a little behind-the-scenes information about this movie, and I think it's a movie you're going to want to watch. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to tell you about a new conference that's coming up April 29th and 30th here in Orlando at the Orlando House of Prayer. They're hosting the Sound the Alarm Conference. It's particularly for those of you who need healing, you want to awaken your heart for Jesus, or maybe you feel like you're in a spiritual rut, or you just like life-changing conferences. And who doesn't? Who doesn't want to go to a conference that's going to put a little zip in your hip and really pick you up? Todd White is an internationally known speaker, known for his passion for Jesus, and signs and wonders follow this great minister of the gospel. But wait, there's more. If you register online and use code STA25 before April 1st, you're going to receive $5 off the regular price. That's right, it's $5 off. Register today at www.sta2016.com. That's 2016. www.sta2016.com and use the coupon code STA25 and you're going to receive your discount today. You've got to hurry. You've got to do this before April 1st. This conference will change your life. Sound the Alarm. Hang out with the Orlando House of Prayer and this great Sound the Alarm conference.
Welcome back. Well, I'm in the studio here at Charisma Media, and I'm just going to talk to you. Often I'm interviewing someone, or occasionally Dr. Steve Green will interview me, but today I'm just going to talk to you about God's Not Dead 2. Now, this is a movie that is a sequel, of course, to God's Not Dead 1, which it was an absolute phenomenon. And I wrote about this morning in the Strang Report e-newsletter, and hopefully you signed up for that. If not, you can sign up at charismamag.com/thestrangreport. And I think you'll be interested in getting that in your email, usually twice a week. This week, I only did it once. But I wanted to do it on the day that the movie came out because the first movie, God's Not Dead 1, was an absolute phenomenon. It surprised everyone. I think it even surprised the people that produced the movie, which was Pure Flix. But here's what happened. Dr. Rice Brooks, who actually got a doctorate in evangelism and is an expert in what they call apologetics, which is really defending the faith, he wrote a book called God's Not Dead. When he talked to his friend, Troy Duhon, who's a businessman, Troy said, "This needs to be a movie. Not only that, I have the connections and I'll invest in it." I mean, it was almost that simple. In fact, if you are a regular listener to the Strang Report, I interviewed Troy a couple of weeks ago. You can look it up. And we talked about several things, one of them about how kind of his perspective on how this movie came together. Well, the movie came out and they asked us to push it, and we publicized it on our website. My staff got behind it and so forth. I didn't know much about it. I said to myself, how can an apologetics movie be interesting? That was my reaction. But they sent me a link. I actually watched it at home, and I was blown away. The script was good. The photography was good. The acting was good. They had special effects. It was a very, very gripping story. And you know, my reaction was like the reaction of millions of other people because, you know, within a few days, people were talking about it. More theaters were doing it. Usually, it opens in so many theaters. I think it only opened in like maybe 600 theaters. And I think like the second or third week, it was double that. Anyway, Troy Duhon talked to me about that. He knows all the statistics. I'm just kind of vaguely remembering. But I mean, I'm explaining to you the phenomena. Now they say more than 25 million people have seen it. And not only that, but it grossed around $100 million. And this was for an investment of just a little over $1 million. It may be one of the most successful independent movies ever made. And why was it successful? Well, of course, we believe that God's hand was on it. But I guess we can say that about a lot of things. I think one of the reasons is because it hit a chord, because it showed how the gospel message, the faith, can be defended on a secular university campus. It's actually become a movement. I talked to Troy Duhon about this too. It's also in our cover story in April. You can we actually put it online today as a story so people could read our cover story. The print magazine is just arriving in the mail at the end of March and early April, kind of depending on where you live in the country. So you'll be interested in reading that story and getting more information. I'm just kind of giving you my perspective because I was just fascinated with this. I was fascinated with how could something so unexpected happen and kind of turn into a movement. I also got to become friends a little bit with Troy Duhon, and he mentioned to me that they were shooting this sequel in Arkansas in the month of June. And he asked me if I'd be interested in watching. He didn't have to ask me twice. I flew out there. I spent just about a full day, you know, on the site. It was actually in the town of Benton. It was at the Benton High School, which is a kind of a modern school, kind of a very typical school. I saw the classroom scene. And in the classroom scene, the teacher is talking about nonviolence, and she's talking about Gandhi, and she's talking about Martin Luther King Jr. and so forth. The teacher is actually Melissa Joan Hart, who is a pretty famous movie actress, and I had an opportunity to meet her and talk to her. It was kind of neat to watch. But in this scene, they were in an actual classroom in this high school. One of the students raises her hand and says, "Isn't the nonviolence kind of like Jesus?" And so she answers, and she says, "Yes, it is. You know, Gandhi and Martin Luther King both lost their lives as a result of their message, and so did Jesus. And Jesus said to turn the other cheek and so forth." You know, there was really nothing wrong with what she said, but one of the students texted someone that the teacher was talking about Jesus. She ended up getting fired. She ended up being on trial, if you can believe it or not. And so the movie is really more about the trial and how they show that Jesus was a historical character and as a result ought to be able to be discussed in the classroom just like any other historical figure, that it has nothing to do with, you know, conversion or faith or even the belief in Christianity. And it's a very surprising ending. I won't ruin it for you, but I think that you'll enjoy it. It's different in a lot of ways, although it's also a sequel in that some of the same actors show up, you know, in kind of a supporting role. The first one was about the university campus. This one was, of course, about a high school. And the thing is that at the end of the movie, if you watch, they put up the names of a whole bunch of court cases, some of which you've heard about, most of which you haven't, that were very similar. They made this movie to be similar to some of the actual court cases where Christians have actually had to fight legally for their rights because of their faith in Jesus. It's a sad commentary on the days in which we live. But it's also encouraging that in the popular culture, in the movie industry, that God has raised up people like Rice Brooks and Troy Duhon and all the other people that were involved with Pure Flicks and so on and so forth, to be able to make the case and to make it convincingly that Jesus Christ existed and that many, many, many people believe in him. So I hope you'll go out and support the movie. I hope you'll go out this weekend. I've already seen it. They sent me an advance copy. They described the movie to me when I was out there, but I was, you know, trying to kind of imagine how they developed the characters and so forth. And I'll admit, I didn't do a very good job of imagining. They were just very, very good in how they developed Melissa Joan Hart's character, how they worked in some, you know, rather famous people like Pat Boone was in it and some other people. You'll really enjoy the movie. It's good entertainment. It also makes you think. If you're a Christian and you're feeling a little discouraged about some of the things you see going on, I think you'll be encouraged. I expect that the movie will be very successful just because there were so many people who, like God's Not Dead, won. But I hope that this is even more successful. It'll send a message loud and clear through the media. It'll send it to Hollywood. So there's all kinds of reasons to go, but I think you should go because you'll enjoy it, you'll get something out of it, and it's just a nice way to spend the evening with your family. Soon it'll come on DVD. I can tell you we're going to get the DVD and look at it in our home. It's the kind of movie that you even want to watch more than once. So that's my report for today. Thank you for tuning into the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on the podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.